Joining us now on the line is, you know, if you've ever wondered who it is in this world that has the greatest job, it is my next guest, Matt Janella, the Golf Digest Senior Travel Editor, going to talk about golf buddy trips. Matt, good morning to you. Thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes.
No, thanks for having me.
Well, I love your column in Golf Digest each and every month. You have your travel column, and you ambush buddy trips. You actually go out and hook up with guys, whether it's a group of 8 or 10 or 12 guys that get together to go to different golf destinations and spend the weekend together and play some rounds of golf. Well, it could be competitive. Perhaps some other times it's not as competitive. For guys that are thinking of doing this, how do you go about organizing a golf buddy trip? What are some of the keys to keep in mind?
Well, I think that I'm on ambush number 17 now, and sort of going back through notes and getting the averages. I think the key, first of all, is to find the right group. What the right number is that works for your planning abilities. So I've found that start out with 8 and then build from, you know, some guys start out at 4, build to 8, to 12, to 16, but they find that beyond 24, it gets a little bit unmanageable. I think that also we find that trip planners have a much better time and much better trip is if they keep it to a dictatorship and not a democracy. In other words, once you make a decision on how the trip is going to go, you got to stick to it. And you can take suggestions in the off season or in the year between the time you take the trip and the next trip. But once you get on that trip, it's one guy has got to be in charge. Another great tip is plan your trip on a shoulder season. That we find that most buddies' trips, when they bring, you know, 12 to 24 guys on a shoulder season of a place like Pinehurst or Sea Island, you know that's how you can afford these places. Bandon Dunes is another good example. You may risk the weather, obviously, but once you get on the buddies' trip, I think weather becomes, you know, a non-factor anyways. You know, if it's cold, you bundle up and you go play. You've got your buddies with you. You know, you're on the journey together. So it makes it a lot better on a shoulder season. And always ask for a little more. If you're planning a trip, you know, ask the pro shop to throw in carts or range balls or a scoring system for your tournament. And a lot of trip planners find that courses are out to meet your expectations and want you to come back year after year. So a trip planner has a lot of leverage because you're bringing numbers, and especially in a shoulder season when they're not that busy, they tend to give a lot more than they would to a normal foursome.
Go ahead, Matt.
The last one would be if you're going to skimp on one aspect of your trip, you're never in your room. So that would be sort of the key tips to a good trip.
Yeah, those are all great tips. And, of course, I'm joined by Matt Janella, Golf Digest Senior Travel Editor, and he has a monthly column in each issue of Golf Digest, a travel ambush. And he says he's on ambush number 17 at this point. So, you know, hooking up with a bunch of different buddy trips and finding out from them why they're there, how they came to know each other. Are they high school friends? I mean, what are some of the anecdotes that you've picked up over the years doing this, Matt? And first of all, dynamic of the groups, for the most part, are they school buddies? Are they work buddies? How does that work out?
It always usually starts with a core group. You know, I was on a trip recently with a group of guys who were celebrating their 40th annual Bratton Brothers Invitational. And it started out with 7 guys at the age of 25 and, you know, 25 years old going down to Gulf Shores, Alabama. They're from Birmingham. They just decided one weekend that they were going to take a long weekend and go play golf. And, you know, I had no idea, but there was only 7 guys. One guy couldn't make it that year. And now 40 years later, they're up to, you know, 100 guys. And it became an extension of who they were. So it was family with a couple very close friends, and then it became friends of friends. And then they opened it up to, people who wanted to join in. So it became, you know, it was coworkers. Now it's friends. It's families within that trip. So now fathers who have been on the trip for 35 years are bringing their sons who are bringing their sons. So it's multi-generational now at this point. That's the rare case of having it go on for 40 years. But, you know, it always starts with a couple guys, and then it always grows. If it's a good trip, it grows.
That's awesome. That's a phenomenal story that they've been doing it for 40 consecutive years and it's grown from a handful of guys to 100. That is awesome. Now, how about in regards to the rounds of golf themselves? Do you find most guys play multiple rounds per day, or is it one round per day? And within those rounds of golf, is it ultra competitive, or is it more leisurely, or is it maybe a little bit of both?
Well, the younger groups definitely play 36 a day. You know, I think the amount of golf, it hinges on the average age of the group. And then, you know, as the groups get older and they start realizing sort of the finer points in life, I think they build in a little more sleep in the morning, a better breakfast, you know, a better dinner at night. You know, it's funny how the trips start becoming more about hanging out with each other than it is about the golf. But at the beginning, it's full bore, 36 a day, with an emergency 9, you know, running into when the sun goes down. I think that the craziest group I've come across, by the way, sort of the funnest anecdote is, by, you know, this is all jailbreak mentality, by the way, for the most part. Guys wait for these 4 to 5 days a year so that they can sort of get away from their realities of their life and just cut loose with their buddies. But the one funniest thing for me is that the craziest group by far out of all these 17 groups was the all-female trip in Ball Ground, Georgia at Hawks Ridge. I mean, by far as crazy as all the guys are, the women, this group of women that I ambushed were the most, they were flashing their, you know, flashing low-flying helicopters and went after the wine a little bit harder than the rest of the groups I've been a part of. So
wow, so you're saying the women have a tendency to party harder than the men. That's an interesting development.
It wasn't even close, actually.
Letting their hair down for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, no, it was wild, yeah.
Matt Ginella, the Golf Digest Senior Travel Editor, joining me here. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Do you find that most of these groups use a kind of a trip planner, or maybe like one of those websites like an Orbitz or a Travelocity, or they just do all the phone calls themselves?
I think the groups that I ambush, the ones that send in their itineraries and I go through them and pick, the trip planners are doing it by themselves. They may have done it for the first year, but then they realized they wanted to personalize their trip. So by personalizing it, they took control of the trip themselves. So most of the trips that I'm ambushing are ones that have been going on for at least 5 years, and most of them for 10 to 20 years. A lot of 25-year anniversaries that I ambush, just because they've got a lot better stories, they've got a lot better anecdotes, they've, you know, accumulated quite a history, and they tend to have websites. That's the new thing, that a trip planner will develop a website, a place where people can go and see all the details of the trip that's coming up, where they're going, how much it's going to cost, pictures from the past, you know, history of the winners. It's kind of cool.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, last question for you, Matt, before I let you go. Obviously, here in the U.S., we are blessed with a bunch of great destinations: Pebble Beach, Bandon Dunes, Pinehurst, Destination Kohler, down here in South Florida, PGA National. But I'm sure there's some diamonds in the rough that are not on the tip of everyone's tongue. What are some of the greatest spots you've seen in doing this column that really maybe no one's ever heard of?
Well, you know, it's also specific to where you're located. You know, I just got back from Pine Dunes in Frankston, Texas, where these guys have carved out it's a good golf course. It's got a good lodging option and a decent restaurant in the area, but they like to cook for themselves. So that works for them. I always find that the best buddy trips are a place that has multiple course options. It's stay in play, so you park your rental car and you don't have to get in that car again until you leave for the airport, that have sort of shuttle service. You know, a place like Bandon Dunes or Pinehurst, or a place like Garland, Michigan, in northern Michigan, and it's, you know, off the beaten path, where they have multiple courses, good lodging, and they cater to buddies trips. They realize guys are sort of getting away to have some fun, and they give you a little more leeway there. I mean, you got to find one of those, you know, the nooks. I think that I do suggest, you know, you try to match the course level with your handicap level, average handicap level of your group, because a group that has once a year golfers can't do Bandon Dunes, but you could actually potentially do Pinehurst because of the 8 course options. You may not play 2, 4, and 8, but you might play 1, 3, and 5, and you still get sort of a brush of the Pinehurst experience and the history. And you go on the shoulder season, it becomes a lot more affordable. Treetops in Michigan is another great spot, and a lot less expensive. has great golf courses, Rick Smith, Tom Fazio, and a great nine-hole course, for which is fun for buddies' trips. So, you know, it doesn't take much to find them.
Right. Good stuff, Matt. I got my list all together now. My next step is to convince my wife to let me go for one of these weekends. But great stuff. He is Matt Janella, Golf Digest senior travel editor. You can read him each and every month in Golf Digest. Matt, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me. And I think for the most part, Russ, your wife probably wants you to go away for a few days. So just throw out the question.
You're probably exactly right. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it, bud.
Take care.
All right, there he is, Matt Janella, senior travel editor for Golf Digest magazine.